Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You gave us a really comprehensive source stack this week, the Tekken Game 2026 Tech Forecast and Market Intelligence Report.
It's a fascinating one.
Absolutely. So our mission here is to cut through all that noise and really pull out the most important nuggets of insight for you.
And the core theme, the thing that connects everything in these sources, is how the scaling of artificial intelligence is just silently restructuring our entire world.
Right. It's not just software anymore. We're talking about everything from, the cost of a new laptop all the way up to the global energy grid.
Exactly. We're here to understand the true cost, the physical constraints of the AI revolution, moving, beyond the hype.
Okay, so let's start with the first major shockwave the report points to. It's this silent crisis brewing in the hardware sector. We are talking about steep rising prices for things like DRAM and NAND flash, so your RAM and your SSDs. The trajectory looks pretty aggressive. What's really driving this?
It really boils down to one thing. The report calls it the HBM effect.
HBM, high bandwidth memory.
Exactly. This is the super specialized memory that the massive data centers need to run their top-tier models, the next generation GPT-5 Gemini class models.
And these enterprise customers, they're just buying all of it up.
They're swallowing it whole. The demand is insatiable.
Now, HBM is different from the DDR5 RAM that I might have in my gaming PC. What's the key difference there that makes it so essential for these huge models?
It's all about bandwidth and proximity. HBM stacks memory chips vertically right next to the processor, the GPU.
Okay.
And that physical closeness allows for these just massive parallel data speeds. DDR5, it's fast, but it can't even come close. For training these huge models, data velocity is everything. So HBM is, it's a non-negotiable.
I see. So the demand is off the charts. And I'm guessing the profit margin for the companies that make HBM is
Astronomical, absolutely.
right.
And so manufacturers like Micron and SK Hynix, they see this flood of enterprise money and, well, they've shifted their production lines
Away from the consumer stuff.
aggressively. They're pulling capacity away from consumer-grade DDR5 to chase this one giant whale.
Which means the consumer market is suddenly fighting for scraps. We're competing against buyers with basically infinite budgets. That's a fight we can't win.
It's a completely unsustainable dynamic for consumers. And the consequence for 2026 is already locked in.
So what does the report project? What kind of price hikes are we talking about?
The Tekken Game analysis is projecting increases of somewhere between 15% to 25% on these components.
Wow,
And
yeah.
so major OEMs, Dell, HP, Asus, they're expected to pass that cost on. So high-spec laptops, workstations, they're going to get more expensive starting as early as Q1 next year.
That's incredibly actionable info. So for anyone listening who's maybe thinking about a new build for, say, 4K video editing or just needs a workstation refresh, what's the verdict from the report? What's the timing?
The advice is very clear. The window for an affordable high-spec PC build is closing.
Sooner rather than later.
Much sooner. The analysis is blunt. RAM and SSD prices are not expected to come down in the first half of 2026. So if you need a good DDR5 kit, securing it now would be prudent.
It's amazing how quickly the needs of a few giant companies can directly hit our wallets.
It's the physical reality of AI demand.
Okay, so let's pivot from the cost of AI to what it can actually do. This section on agentic AI was pretty striking.
This is where things get really interesting. The report points to Google's Gemini 3.0 as this, definitive shift.
A shift towards agentic AI. What does that actually mean? I mean, we're used to chatbots, right? You ask a question, it gives you an answer. How is this different?
It's the difference between asking for a recipe and hiring a caterer to manage the whole dinner party.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Previous models were passive. They gave you the recipe. Agentic AI is designed to act. It can handle multi-step processes, it can interact with the outside world, and it can execute goals autonomously.
So it's not just spitting out text, it's actually doing things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The report highlights some critical capabilities. These new agents can natively interact with, say, your operating system. They can manage your calendar. They can execute code.
And they can use a web browser.
Yes,
Yeah.
natively. Navigating pages, filling out forms, comparing prices on airline tickets, all without constant human handholding.
That ability to just keep track of a task across multiple steps, that's a huge leap for productivity.
It is. And the deep research standout feature they mention is maybe the most transformative for anyone in, a knowledge-based job.
What's that?
The ability to generate multi-page research reports, complete with verifiable citations, in just a few minutes.
A task that would normally take a human researcher days or even weeks.
It compresses a week of work into a coffee break. And now, let's connect this back to our first point.
Right. This aggressive, autonomous operation, the ability to process all this information so quickly, that's what needs all that high bandwidth memory. The HBM.
That's the loop. The more capable the AI agent, the more HBM it needs. And the more HBM it needs, the more prices go up for the rest of us. It's a self-reinforcing cycle.
Okay, let's zoom out then. If agentic AI is scaling this fast and demanding this much hardware, we have to talk about power. How is our infrastructure, our power grid, possibly going to keep up?
And this is where we might be hitting a very real, very hard ceiling on AI's growth. The constraints here are severe. The reports from the Financial Times and McKinsey are, well, they're flashing red.
So what's the scale of the demand? Can you give us a hard number?
McKinsey projects that global data center power demand will grow by 33% annually through 2030.
33% every year?
Every single year. To put that in perspective, our global power grids, they usually scale in the low single digits. A 33% compound increase is fine. It's simply unsustainable for the infrastructure we have now.
That's explosive. The infrastructure just can't be built that fast.
Which is leading big tech to look at some pretty extreme solutions. The sources say there's a massive scramble for guaranteed power. They're looking at things that were, well, unthinkable just a few years ago.
Like what?
Like exploring partnerships to revive retired nuclear reactors.
Wow, reviving nuclear reactors. It's just jarring to think that our most cutting-edge algorithms depend on 20th century physics to even run.
It really tells you two things. One, how urgent the power problem is right now. And two, the sheer magnitude of the energy they need. A single big AI data center can draw the same amount of power as a small city.
So these companies, they're not just software companies anymore. They're becoming, in effect, major utility customers, or maybe even utility producers.
That's the synthesis. The energy bottleneck is fast becoming the primary constraint on how fast AI can scale. It doesn't matter how smart your algorithm is. If you can't plug it in and cool it down, the physical world still calls the shots.
Okay, so while AI is straining the grid on one end, let's look at how it's refining things on the consumer side. Let's pivot to some specific tech highlights, starting with audio. What's Samsung up to in 2026?
Samsung is really pushing the high-end home theater space with a new flagship soundbar, the HWQ990H.
Okay.
The report calls it an 11.1.4 channel powerhouse. So, serious spatial audio.
That's a huge array. What's the smart part of the smart soundbar? What's the innovation?
It's a really clever use of AI they're calling sound elevation.
Sound elevation.
Yeah. So you know how with most soundbars, the dialogue sounds like it's coming from below the TV? It kind of breaks the immersion.
Sure, it's a classic problem.
This system uses psychoacoustics, basically the study of how our brain perceives sound to process the audio and elicit the dialogue. It tricks your brain into hearing the voices coming directly from the center of the screen, right where the actors are.
That's a great fix. It addresses that disconnect between what you see and what you hear.
And they're also pushing something called lifestyle audio. The forecast mentions their music studio frames.
Okay, so audio that's meant to blend in.
Exactly. They look like picture frames or little sculptures. It's about making high-tech invisible, which is a big trend.
I can appreciate that. Okay, finally, let's wrap with a quick look at gaming. The best of 2025 lists are out. What was the big story for gaming last year?
The big takeaway, and it's a really positive one, is that 2025 was the year indie games really stood toe-to-toe with the giant AAA studios.
So creativity over budget.
Overwhelmingly. The report confirms it. Critics and gamers just loved the projects with a clear creative vision.
Did the sources mention any specific titles that stood out?
They did. They highlighted a survival horror game built on the open-source Godot engine, which is a huge win for that community, and also a puzzle platformer that was praised for its emotional depth and really polished physics. It proves you don't need a 300-person team to make something amazing.
That's fantastic to hear. All right, let's bring this all home. Let's summarize the big takeaways from this deep dive.
Okay, three big interconnected shifts. First, the economics. Mm-hmm. Hardware prices, your RAM, your SSDs, they're soaring. And that's all because of the HBM effect.
Driven by insatiable demand from enterprise AI. Second, the capability. AI is moving from being a passive tool to an active agent. It's executing tasks, managing workflows, and just compressing human work timelines dramatically.
And third, the fundamental constraint on all of this, energy. The power demand is so massive, it's pushing big tech to look at extreme solutions like reviving nuclear reactors.
This really shows that AI isn't just some software curiosity anymore. It is a physical force reshaping our supply chains, our utility grids, and market prices in real time. It's hitting your wallet and our infrastructure.
And if you just think about that for a second, I mean, consider the historical significance of it all. The most advanced technology in human history is being constrained not by a bug in the code, but by the most fundamental 20th century resource we have, energy.
A collision of the cutting edge and the foundational.
Right. So the provocative thought to leave you with is this. What does it mean for the future when the fastest scaling technology we ever created is limited not by imagination, but by the simple physical act of plugging it into the wall? That question, that defines the ceiling of this revolution.